This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
For a lot of locals, South by Southwest is just a slog. Traffic's worse than usual. All these people are walking around with badges and filling up sidewalks, bars, and music venues. For many, it is a week of disruption. That got KUT's Audrey McGlinchey thinking, what else does South by Southwest disrupt? Does it get in the way of our chances at finding love?
Maybe, probably. To actually begin answering this question, I had to find some singles in the wild.
Is there alcohol in this place? Because all we have is kombucha.
I have not seen it. I'm
30-year-old Alberto Orozco lives in Austin. I met him at a South By party hosted by Bumble. It's a dating app. Alberto also uses Tinder, and he's looking for love, or something serious at least. But South By is not the time to be looking.
Well, I feel like South by Southwest is a little harder if you're looking for stability. It's like people are coming in for a couple days, so more likely whoever you're meeting is somebody who's going to be there for the week, right? So I think it's kind of like a time where people are looking for a fling, and that's fine. Like, that's what you're looking for. I think South by is a good opportunity, kind of like going to Vegas.
For those who've only dated in person, this is how these apps work. You set up your profile, a couple photos, a little bio. Then you choose which gender you're interested in and how old or young you'd like them to be. And then you set your search radius, 5 miles, 10 miles. Then you start swiping through profiles. Left for no, right means let's make it happen. With so many visitors here during South By, you can match with a lot of people from out of town.
But I think after South By's, I'll go back to maybe looking for somebody that I can, you know, be more of a committal relationship with, you know?
I don't swipe during South By either.
Jill Dretzka lives in Austin. She's noticed that some people actually write in their profiles, here for South By or in town until the 18th.
It's great that you're here for South By and I appreciate the honesty, but like, I feel like when people say they're here, it's they're prefacing like nothing serious. And for me, like, it's a no-go.
To get the whole story, I would need to talk to one of these here for South By folks. The visiting swipers, the lovesick travelers, whatever. What were they looking for? What motivated them? Could an interaction so fleeting be worth it? Saida, I'm gonna do it. I asked my colleague Saida Hassan to hold my hand.
How long has it been since you...
Oh my goodness. More than 2 years.
Yeah?
Like 2 years and a couple months, because I've been in a relationship that long. It was time to re-download Tinder for a story. The first one is a photo of a guy with a horse.
Wow. All right.
So far, so good. This guy looks weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
He says swipe right to see my six-pack. I'm going to swipe left.
Yeah.
I spent all weekend swiping.
Right?
Nope. Oh, there's people in the background.
Left.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, look at the dog.
Left.
Right.
Ooh.
Nope.
He's cute.
Left.
Nope.
Ooh.
Not interested. No.
I only swiped right or said yes to people who wrote in their profiles they were in town for South By. There was David, Colton, Kenny, Pavel, and Vin. I broke the news to a couple of them. I'm actually a journalist working on a story. Most went silent, except for this guy.
Yeah, my name is Justin. I'm visiting from Chicago.
Justin Sanchez met me at Brew & Brew on East 5th. He was in Austin for 4 days to visit friends and check out South By. Justin says he often uses dating apps when he travels, but he always writes in his profile that he's just passing through.
Having that kind of disclosure kind of level sets everything, and you're like, okay, cool. This is a two-day weekend person I'm going to hang out with. Let's see how this goes.
When you're, you know, noting in your profile that you're just here temporarily,
sure.
Are you kind of going into this more under the guise of like friendship, or is it still like potentially romantic endeavor?
I think with dating and just meeting people in general, you just kind of should be playing it by ear. Like having that kind of intention, like I only want to meet a person if they're like down to like hook up, down to date, or just like want to show me around. Like I think it's kind of silly that way because we're pretty complex human beings are complex in general. So why put that added pressure into having, like, expecting a result from an initial meeting?
But Justin says he gets why locals are not into it.
A lot of people avoid online dating during South By because they're like, there's just a bunch of jabronis hanging out in Austin, not really sticking around or, like, not really being clear about what their intentions and who they are.
I went into this wondering, how do people using dating apps change their behavior during South By? What I found was a lot of locals just ignore them, or they're here for a few days and open to something fleeting. But South By is all about the perks. It comes around every year, locals hate on it, but we also grab at the freebies. A free show, free food, free drinks. Which brings me to this last story.
We know each other because we were randomly placed together as freshman roommates at Wesleyan University in 2007.
Listeners, meet one of my best friends, Allie Diamond.
I live in Oakland, California, and I used to live in Austin. I moved here about 3 years ago.
Allie was living in Austin in 2015. She was also dating then and using Tinder. South By rolled around, but there was a catch this time. She was moving to California in a few months for grad school.
I matched with this guy, Nick. I remember he had that he lived in San Francisco in his profile. So I was like, hey, I'm moving there.
Nick's not his real name because, well, the story gets weird. Allie decided she'd spend South By matching with people from Northern California. Maybe she'd make a friend or a boyfriend and have one when she moved. Anyway, Allie and Nick matched and he messaged her.
Hey, like, my buddies and I are going to be at the Spotify house at this time. Like, I can get you in. He was cute, so I was like, okay, why not?
I came with. The line to get in was long, but now we knew someone.
He just, like, got us in the back and gave us little wrist things. And I was like, this is awesome.
It was pretty great. And Allie and Nick seemed to get along. When she left for California a couple weeks later to look for housing, they met up.
He asked me to dinner, and it was like, oh, fun. Like, I have something to do when I'm new in this place. And we went on a date. And it was horrible.
Apparently, Nick felt too comfortable around her.
He, like, farted and then laughed, like, more than once during the date. And I was like, oh, my God.
Nick, it turned out, was not great.
He was, like, totally charming when we were in Austin. And then
I met Nick in Austin. He had been charming. But there was also sunshine, alcohol, good music, and few expectations. Maybe meeting outside their everyday experiences, he was traveling, she was hanging at South By, made everyone a little more charming. I feel like we have to end this by saying, like, you've had success on Tinder.
Well, I am getting married to someone, to the most amazing human I've ever met, this summer, and we met on Tinder.
They matched only a couple days after that bad second date. His name is Eli. They're getting married in July. I'll be there. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.